This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris. In a couple of minutes, we'll be talking to Dr. John Alexander. But first, I wanted to ask Chris a couple of things. Mentioned briefly on the After the Paracast episode last week. And if you want to hear that, by the way, you have to subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com for more information. But what I wanted to just mention briefly here, Chris, is you went off on the one, the only Leslie Kane in that segment. And the question I have, you know, with everything else, does it even matter? I mean, isn't she getting decent publicity for UFOs?
Well, in terms of Leslie Kane, you know, what can you say? She, you know, she was Bud Hopkins' girlfriend. She has some knowledge about the subject. I don't find her to be an authority by any stretch of the imagination. And because she is being singled out as a, you know, a focused person within this particular latest saga, this story, the media is acting like she's an expert and that she is one of the people that really knows a great deal about the subject and about the field and the history and the players and all the things that go into that. And I beg to differ. I don't feel she has that expertise. She's a good writer. She's a good journalist. But I don't think she could hold her own in a conversation with a Jerry Clark, with a Stanton Friedman, with myself, with other individuals in the field who have spent years reading all the books, getting up to speed on all the various theories, all the cases. I just don't think she's done her due diligence, and I don't think she should be treated with the same amount of gravitas and respect that a Stan Friedman or a Kevin Randall or a Jerry Clark should be awarded. That's my own personal feeling.
John, have you ever met Leslie Kane?
Oh, yes.
What's your perception about her?
Well, I'm not sure quite where this what's generating this topic. Obviously, a good researcher. I did do a blurb for her recent book on surviving death. I was impressed there with firsthand experiences. This had nothing to do with UFOs, obviously. And I'm not sure what has generated this comment or what.
Well, I had mentioned last week that
conversation that
I had mentioned, John, last week that I just didn't feel that, you know, I felt that there were a much better spokespeople to represent the field than Leslie Kane. That's just my own personal opinion. I think Stan, Jerry Clark, Kevin Randall. I mean, there's a whole slew of individuals.
What do you
mean, Jacques Vallée.
Represent the field. I'm not sure what's driving that.
Well, there's nothing driving it. It's just, you know, I was asked about her and about her work, and I think she's a good journalist. But when it comes to...
I think you're missing a key piece to this puzzle, then.
Okay. What am I missing?
And that is how that all came about. It's this goes back to Chris Mellon, who was on... She had a board looking into these areas, and he was one of the advisors that happens to be one of the key people who knows not only her, but the various news outlets as well. And he's the one who brought her in and brought the New York Times and put all of these pieces together. So she didn't just jump up and...
Well, no, I didn't say that she did. I'm glad that that's clarified, though, that he was on the board of what, UFO Data?
I forget the name of the organization she had one, but he had a personal relationship with her. And I mean that certainly in the professional sense, not.
Yeah, right, yes, I understand.
But was the one who, again, he knew from his positions in the Pentagon and on Capitol Hill, knew the various media outlets as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he was involved with a couple other friends of mine in bringing her the videos and getting very early access there. So that's how that all evolved.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. You know, I didn't know exactly how that shook out initially, but it's good to know. Again, I really think that it's a positive step forward, I think, for the field to get a measured response from the media, but at least one that's not whistling Star Trek or the Twilight Zone theme songs or talking about tinfoil hats and little green men. That's been the bane of the UFO field's existence in the media for many, many decades. So just looking at that, I think it's a good step forward. But, you know, I really have a sense that that this whole thing is not as it appears, that there are some problems with the actual footage, with the story that's attached to it. I think that there's, as I put it, I think in a post, that it's a little downwind to the Danish fish market as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I'd love to be proven wrong. I really feel that, again, like I said, that this is a positive step forward. And I think it may have been an exercise to see how the media was going to respond to some
absolutely
good quality.
Absolutely not. That is absolutely not the way it's derived. This was a small internal organization. The guy running it got finally exasperated, stepped out. It's pretty much the way you see it. The biggest problem I think they have is, you know, that you have Tom DeLonge stating certain things, like in the Rogan interview, and some other pretty straightforward people trying to, you know, do serious research. But if you think this is highly coordinated inside the Pentagon.
Oh, no. No, I don't think
that. What I understand is Mattis didn't even know about it until like hours before the New York Times article came out.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't think the Pentagon would have anything to do with this. It's way below their radar. I was just saying that the way the thing has been, has unfolded. It's looked like a way to see how the media is going to respond to the subject.
Well, I'm not sure who they are now. We have people who are engaged with the media developing the story. From what I understand, New York Times did not jump up and down and say, oh, this is a really good thing. That they did considerable due diligence before they even agreed to print the story. Now, what we know, probably been on television programs, but if you go into any TV station and the newscast and all that, there's a line of programs up there, and everybody's watching everybody else, and as soon as one tips, the Me Toos get on there very, very quickly. Rush to be second is tremendous.
So, therefore, if they see something in the New York Times, the talking heads are jumping for joy. The producers are trying to find out more information about it.
The Times and Politico both had the story. There was concern in that as to who was going to go first, and the agreement was that they would publish simultaneously. I understand there's a 3-minute differential between the times that between the time the New York Times pushed the button and Politico followed.
Yeah.
But they were both involved, you know, they had to be really convinced to even touch the story. This is not something that the senior leadership at either publication was, you know, running after and say, oh, we got to have this story. It was, you got to convince us that it's going to stand scrutiny.
Yeah. Well, what do you think tipped it over so that this particular installment of the saga was picked up and run with by the Times? What pushed it over the top for them, do you think?
Before you answer, John, I wanted to just do our break. Colonel John B. Alexander, we're talking about the Pentagon UFO study and the ramifications and other issues with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, John B. Alexander, would you respond to Chris's question here? What tipped or caused the decision to cover this story?
Well, I think it's much the other way around. It was being pushed from the To the Stars side very hard. And again, they had enough evidence. Again, you had mentioned Leslie. She was only one. I know they had to show the videos, and there are more than what have been released, and allow the Times and Politico and the others who got involved to do significant background research who, as, again, they did not want to get in front of their headlights and have this come back to bite them in the ass. But this was not like the Mueller, you know, everything that Mueller does in that investigation, everybody wants that story. This is one that was, you know, prove it to us that it's valid and, you know, can be supported and we're not going to get hurt. I mean, there is, unlike some of the other things, there's a huge amount of risk aversion in the media with dealing with these kind of stories.
This is a thing to point out here, too. As much as the mainstream media is maligned, a publication like the New York Times, Politico, the Washington Post, they have fact checkers and editors and everyone else, and they're pretty careful with the story, especially if it's going to be provocative in any way. It's not just quick coverage of a disaster or something or a crime.
Right. And they were. They held this for a while. I don't know when they first got the information. I know Leslie was given access to the information a couple of months earlier, so they were sitting on it, and I think, from what I understand, the editors were very insistent that they cross the T's and dotted the I's before they went with the story.
When did you first become acquainted with what was going on here with regard to the study that got into the hands of Robert Bigelow?
Frankly, when the story broke in the New York Times, I was not aware of it. It was ongoing internally here at all.
Of course, you worked with NIDS, but at what point did that close down?
Oh, I would have to look back and see. I'm
like
not sure.
2002 or something?
That'd be about right. Another 95, 6 years, yeah, around 2002. And it kind of went in pieces. It was not an instantaneous drop. There were several, my status and Eric Davis changed a bit before. He was going to go into kind of a semi-reporting status where you could get assigned by specific projects, and then terminated the entire operation shortly thereafter.
Yeah. Well, I remember Bruce Cornett was brought in as the last manager, if I remember correctly.
No, Colum was the, I think, not all of us. I was there before Colum Kelleher, but he was the deputy administrator all along.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember I was... I did a whole round of calls to everybody, yourself, John Schuessler, whoever I could get on the phone, basically, when Jack Sarfati floated that crazy rumor 15 years ago that got somehow laid at my desk and on my lap, and did quite a bit of backpedaling to disassociate myself from the rumor and also find out if there was anything to it. Well, you know, another thing that's been coming up, John, is, you know, you're good friends with Robert Bigelow, I would assume, because you've known him for quite some time, and you both are kind of locals there in Las Vegas. It seems like he's...
We travel in the same circles that way.
Well, but you know him pretty well, I would say. I would venture a guess that I would say you're pretty good friends with him because of your like interests, I'm sure. And the fact that you, you know, were signed on to help out with the NIDS program. How is it that he seems to be popping up now in the middle of anything that has to do with this story? He seems to be right smack dead in the middle of this.
Yeah, as I understand it, and contrary to popular belief, this was not a no-bid or sole-source contract. I understand it was bid, and that Bob won was a natural. He had the facilities. He is involved actively in space exploration. Had run NIDS, had the people who had interest in the area, the infrastructure necessary to do the requirements. One of the big things to remember, and most know this, but this $22 million that has been batted about is scattered over 5 years, and in Pentagon terms, you're not even talking lunch money.
Well, you know, it's like, for example, if I gave a penny compared to somebody who had $100 in the bank, that would be too much. But the question I have here is, you mentioned that it was a bid contract. Who bid? Who offered their services in addition to Bigelow?
No, that's not the way it works. I don't know. Just have heard from others that the contract was put out. It was probably they put out what you call an RFP or request for proposal, probably done in very small circles. I mean, if I had to guess, you'd find folks like Lockheed or you know, others in the aerospace, probably some small research R&D companies who might have bid it. Others not like, you know. I want to say I have no knowledge that Lockheed was one. I just mentioned them as people who have done advanced research and individuals, and that's only one of the key people who went with to the SARS that came out of the Skunk Works. I also know from much earlier experience, as I've mentioned, that Ben Rich, who was the second director of the Skunk Works, was a personal acquaintance, and we had met several times and discussed this in some detail. Now, he, of course, had since transitioned, but, you know, he certainly had the right kinds of people there. So who put it went up? Don't know, but it was, I am told that it was not a sole source bid. A lot of stuff has been, or inference has been made about a personal relationship between Harry Reid and Bob Bigelow, and they certainly do know each other. And, George Knapp also deserves some credit in there in that he has been working, or say cultivating Senator Reid for many, many years before this, telling him stories about UFOs and the research he was doing, and Skinwalker Ranch in particular apparently played a significant role.
We got more to come, talking to Colonel John B. Alexander about the Pentagon UFO study and the implications with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So the question here is something like this. There have been different interpretations of how this contract came to be. Is it in any part as a favor to Senator Reid? Remember, he was Senate Majority Leader at the time, a very powerful politician. They throw him a bone for doing this, or did he just make a good...
Who is they? I'm not following this at all.
Okay, well, obviously they're giving out...
Chapter 5.
Okay, they're letting a contract for $22 million. Who makes that decision?
Not the way it works at all. I refer people to Chapter 5 of my book on UFOs, Myths, Conspiracies, Reality. This is a fundamental mistake in thinking how the government works. Again, they would, if somebody, again, in this case, Defense Intelligence Agency, would have put out an RFP, and this can be limited. An RFP is a request for proposal. It goes to people in it. Now, many of the open ones are available in the CBD, you know, like Congressional, I forget the exact name, but it's the Daily Bulletin, where they put out all of the requests for proposal by the government. And this can include, you know, R&D, like we're talking about, buying toilet paper or tanks or airplanes. But there's a very set proposal. These are handled by admin kinds of folks, not the people who are running the program. Now, in this case, they had obviously advanced to the point where they convinced Reid. Now, Reid was not alone in this. Senator Stevens was involved, and one of the things I had not known is that Stevens had had a personal experience actually seeing a UFO when he was a pilot in the Air Force. You also had Daniel Inouye from Hawaii who was involved, so they were able to get it. You had money And remember, the department was involved in advanced aerial threats, which is far broader than the UFOs. This would obviously be a small piece of what was going on there. Could be done in the open. And what they did is what Congress always does, earmark a small amount of money. And then the proposal goes out and is fulfilled by, you know, some agency.
Well, I wanted to understand the process here so our listeners can understand how something like this would come to be. Then again, as you say, over a period of several years, $22 million is a drop in the bucket.
But remember, forget the $22 million. Go to $4 to $5 million. I mean, that's the level that this is. It eventually became 22. I might remind you that the UFO program, or I'm sorry, remote viewing program that went on SRI and then later to SAIC was about $20 million over a longer period. But the point is that everybody jumps on the $20 million. Now, for you and I am assuming that if that appeared in our personal bank account, it would be a big deal. But when you amortize it and you look at this, by the way, I did do the numbers on this contract and said from the DOD perspective, it is 0.001% of the budget. We're talking noise. And again, one of the things that happened and the reason they were able to go as long as they were, it was so far in the noise that nobody was looking at it seriously. When the visibility popped up, that's when the problems started, and you started people saying, why are we spending that money? This is, by the way, very consistent with what I had found 30 years ago. Remember, I ran a similar program starting in the 80s, full two to three decades before this one started. I give them credit in being able to get funded, but the issues involved are very much the same.
No, you're referring to where you work at Los Alamos?
No. When I was on active duty,
I
put together a similar team. I had representatives from all of the services, from various agencies in the intelligence community, and from the aerospace industry. And it was a TSSCI level program, just like this, and, you know, came together to look, and our response or conclusions were almost identical to what has transpired here. They were able to get more data, but as far as getting any closer to serious answers, don't think they're there. I want to add one thing, though. I think it is a mistake to put this in the Department of Defense or even necessarily in the government alone. I think if you're going to solve any of these issues, I don't know that they are solvable. The effort has to be much, much broader.
Yeah.
I understand exactly why they did, because the procedures they followed seem to be almost identical to, again, what I did decades ago.
Yeah. Well, it sure has become quite the story of the century in terms of this particular subject. Do you think that we're going to see anything else come from this in terms of more acceptance in the media and possibly even more congressional acceptance of the subject just as a legitimate area of study?
I think there will probably be push. Again, if you read my book, we almost had congressional hearings, I'd say around 2000. I was still with NIDS at that time. We had met with a congressman. Appendix to my books. I mean, I actually wrote the charter, draft charter for the congressional studies. It didn't happen. A lot of the problem, well, there were two things. One was we had Congressman Sensenbrenner, who was then the head of the Air and Space Committee, who was adamantly opposed. It was hell no, not on his watch. And then about the same time that we were trying, we were going to just wait him out because they change every 2 years. About the time we got going, some guy by the name of Stephen Greer came to town and started beating the drum and scaring everybody and yelling at the government. And when that happened, they ballyhoo, you know, you can still find the reports on the internet. All support totally disappeared at that point.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm wondering here, though, when you raise that issue, and we have to split for a break in a moment, that when you have people like a Stephen Greer or even a Stephen Bassett make rather sometimes outrageous demands for UFO disclosure, if that doesn't have the reverse effect, where they don't want to get involved with these people, and so even people who might have something to say will push back, what do you think?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Remember, contrary to what the UFO community, they think this is the most important thing since sex or sliced bread. From a political perspective, it is a strong negative. The congressman that we were dealing with, I looked at him and said, can you take a 20-point hit in the polls? And I do know, I'll give you the specific example, is Senator Pell, who was from Rhode Island, long, long history as a leading senator, many of the committees. He brought it up, and his opponent did bring up his interest in various phenomena, and it did take a 20-point hit in the poll. The most interesting thing was we do know his opponent, who lost, but she was personally interested in these areas and was just using this because she knew it would, you could generate a negative response.
We're going to have a negative response if we don't do this break. Colonel John B. Alexander, Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
We have a second radio show called After the Paracast that can be a little bit of anything, unpredictable. And you get it if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. And we're talking to Colonel Alexander about the Pentagon UFO study and kind of the background of how such things begin. And we mentioned as we close the session that it appears that sometimes the demand from the outside, from the wrong places about UFO disclosure can have the reverse effect. And it also can hurt the person in government, the congressman or senator who expresses an interest. Has Senator Reid said a lot about his interest in UFOs?
What about it?
Has he said anything much in public about his interest?
Well, since this became known, of course, he is out of office now, and that makes it very safe for him. He's not going to run again. He has said, basically, money well spent and just glad that they were involved and thinks it's a valid area to research. I mean, having said that, you do not see him, CNN or and any of the major news networks addressing these issues.
The question I have, of course, here is how closely tied is this DeLong to what Bob Bigelow is doing, or is he just happened to be there?
You'd have to ask him. As far as I know, he came along after the program had, the funded program had closed. I agree with the general's thing that there are, you know, some efforts that that are continuing. Don't know if they're funded or not, or if it's just people who have significant interest in the area. DeLong's effort, you know, to the SARS is a private for public good effort that is, I think, struggling for money. I don't think they're anywhere near what he had anticipated getting in tens of millions, and I understand they're down in what, between 2 and 3.
Well, they got 2 million pretty quickly. They got 2 million pretty quickly,
that's
and that's pretty much
true.
Been stagnant.
No, that 2 million was not quick in my estimation. And if you look at the number of donors in, that are involved, or in, actually investors is the better term, what you don't see is anybody coming in with $10 million. You know, you do not see major investors. The ones that I've talked to who have is more like, you know, had sufficient funds, and I'll do this just to encourage them and just so I can keep access to the information.
So I guess it's a little bit of a time for reassessment on their part. I still, to my, you know, just looking at the whole thing and listening to him speak, I don't really understand, you know, where they want to do the most good. I, you know, the entertainment part, I mean, that's a given. You know, people love to be entertained, but when it comes to, you know, putting together programs that may be addressing hard scientific investigation and research, you know, maybe some real world-class analytical work on some of the evidence that may be available to them. I really don't see that much of a vision that really, you know, I think it's, I'm not sure how well conceived the whole thing is. You know, I
know the key people, and I think they have a pretty good idea. But I think some of the information that's been gleaned has given how Puthoff has talked about a better understanding of some advanced propulsion techniques. But we're talking about what we call basic science. I mean, the very fundamental levels, probably before you get to breadboard, let alone brassboard, i.e. we're building rudimentary models. As I said, I think on your program and certainly any other that I get a chance to, you know, I think that the phenomena are far broader than just looking at UFOs, and in fact, I think it's a mistake to stovepipe that.
Yeah.
But further, that whatever we're dealing with is at least as complex as AIDS or cancer, and we put tens to hundreds of billions of dollars into research in those areas. So when we start talking a couple of million,
I think the term would be chump change, I think would be.
I use that. The other thing I'm wondering here is Bigelow has what? Over $1 billion.
That's an assumption.
It's a private company, so nobody knows.
Yeah, that's an assumption.
So on the other hand, then, did he need to go find a government source for $22 million, or could he have just funded this himself?
Well, he has been. He's been spending millions of dollars. Right. I mean, that Skinwalker Ranch, that cost a lot of dough.
Well, sure, that's what I'm saying.
Bigelow has put more money of his personal money into this area, the UFO area, than probably anybody in the history of the effort.
No, I'd absolutely agree.
That, he also has Bigelow Aerospace, and the has two satellites that are circulating us as we speak. He has a compartment that was attached to the ISS, the International Space Station. My understanding is that he has put, I understand it's around $300 million of his private money into this venture with very little output. And he used to joke and say the quickest way for a billionaire to become a millionaire is to invest in aerospace.
Yeah, Elon Musk and maybe even Bezos and a couple of others are, you know, if they haven't found out already, they're going to. It's three steps forward, two and five, eight steps back. It's no getting around the R&D curve, you know.
Well, let's see, according to the published sources I checked, Bigelow is worth $1 billion, but Bezos is worth many, many times that.
Yeah. Well, so is Elon Musk.
There's a number of rich folks around, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest problems we have in the U.S. today is the wealth disparity.
Yeah.
There's some place specifically where it's unfair wealth disparity.
Okay, so it says here, wealth, this is the latest net worth, $98.6 billion for Bezos, Bill Gates, $90.2 billion, poor Bill, Mark Zuckerberg, $72.3 billion, Elon Musk, $20.6
billion. Yeah, it's lonely at the top.
It sure is. It sure is. I don't know.
Well, I'm interested in when someone's going to crack open the NRO and find out what they know. Wouldn't that be interesting? The good old National Reconnaissance Office.
I don't think so. the problem that they encountered, and one of the biggest findings in the study that I ran was that nobody's in charge. You've heard my presentation when I say there's good news and bad news.
Right.
And that's both of them are the government doesn't care, and that's true. What you had with this study is the same thing as an individual who was willing to go out on the limb, work his ass off, and make some minor advantages. I think we pointed out that, we said the secretary did not, whom he knew personally, did not know about the study until hours before the New York Times hit. So, again, people just have no concept of how big organizations, particularly the government or Department of Defense, work and how information moves.
No.
You can muck about. And, by the way, the number that I had been given was very close to what was spent. I talked to people who work in the black world and said, yeah, you can do about $20 million before, you know, real serious evaluation comes in and you start having to compete for money. But this is in, you know, a small level of what would be called discretionary funds, and they covered it quite well by saying we're dealing with advanced threats, and there certainly were other advanced threats, particularly with the acceleration of drone or UAV technology.
Yep.
So this is certainly something that needs to be studied seriously.
We've got more to come with Colonel John B. Alexander. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.